Anyway, the Gemara has a number of Mamori Chazal comparing Kibbutz Ava'im to Kvod HaMokom. The Gemara has a Chazal comparing Morei Ava'im to Morei HaMokom. And then on the bottom of the top of the page, Shloshah Shutfim Hein Ba'odom HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avi V'Imo. Bizman Sh'odom Mechabed HaSovi V'Yasimo Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mala Ani Aleihem Ki'ilu Darti B'Neihem V'Kibduni. And then we have another very beautiful Gemara, which Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal said a absolutely fantabulous shir on this Gemara, which I was present, but I'm not going to discuss that unless I have time. That would be probably about 2 o'clock this afternoon, after I finish the first part. Rabbi Omer, Golub Yodua, Lefemi Shom Havoya Oilam, Sheben Mechabe Lesimo Yosem Me'ovim Neshem Mishadal to Bizvorim. Since there's a natural tendency for a son to be Mechabed his mother more than his father, because of this element of pitui, of shidul, lefika chigni makarish baruch hu kibud av lekibud ein. Torah wants to somehow try to write what would seem to be a natural kind of inclination, and the same applies on the other side as well. The golu v'yaduah v'mishah ma ba'olam. Rav Soloveitchik was omen on this expression: golu v'yaduah v'mishah ma ba'olam. What an expression! Why is the dafka used in this context? But that is, I said,
where else does it appear?
What?
Where else does it appear?
It appears very rarely, but it does appear. Anyway, Shaben Misyari Me'aviv Yosef Me'imel Shavalam Do Torah. That leads to Yira. And then when the Torah went in order to write that, R-I-G-H-T, as opposed to R-I-T-E and W-R-I-T-E and a few other spellings, L'pikach Higdim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mora Av Mora Eim L'Mora Av. So I'm more interested in the bottom, where the Gemara tells over some rather well-known, famous stories. I'll just be makdim. Rav Soloveitchik said, it's fascinating in Chazal, that where do you find Kibbutz Ava'im? Dafka, Eitzel, non-Jews. Somehow, the mitzvah is so difficult to be mekuyam, you find it with Esav, you find it, we'll see, with Davin ben Sina. The Gemara tells over a number of vignettes that I want to read, actually, right now. Adheichem kibbutz ava'im, the Gemara asked this kasha. It's towards the bottom of the right-hand column. Omalahem tzu re'u ma'asa oivik kachav mecha b'ashkelon b'doma b'nesina shmo. The famous doma b'nesina. Pamachat bikshu kachav pakmatya b'shishim riboschar. He would have clearly gained tremendously from a financial perspective. He felt that it was not appropriate to awaken his father, to alert his father, even though as a result he sustained a tremendous loss, tremendous hefsid moment. The Gemara then continues. So, Bikshu Menach Chacham Mavonim Leifa B'Shishim Ribo. Here also, the potential for tremendous profit. The Gemara has Chiluk Adeus, what the nature of the profit was. Shimonim Ribo, Shishim Ribo, Hayom Avteach Munach Tachem Arsos Shel Aviv V'Lo Tziro. And the second event, the Gemara says, Hashana Acheres Nasa Kadosh Baruch Hu Scharo Shenod Lo Par Adum Be'Edro. And then the Gemara has the well-known, absolutely wondrous line. Tosfos all Rishonim point out why we have this principle of Golem Mitzvah Voseh. Mimishenu Mitzvah Voseh is based obviously on the fact that someone who's Mitzvah Voseh, automatically there's a Yetzer Hara that essentially drives him, once he's Mitzvah, not to carry out the Tzivui Hashem. While Mishenu Mitzvah Voseh has no Yetzer Hara Bechlal, there's no Tzav, there's no Tzivui, and therefore the Schar he's going to receive will be even greater than the Schar that someone who is Mitzvah Voseh are going to receive.
Sort of shifts with the first Gemara, because just like the natural inclination is to be
100%.
Therefore,
100%.
Don't tell me what to do.
Okay. By the way, this is welcome to my generation of young people that I deal with And I discovered that a long time ago, Rabbi Yaskar, but you're way ahead of me. I discovered if you don't tell them what to do, and you somehow put it in their hands, that they're the ones who become the bailim, or in psychological terminology, they own it, and they are directing traffic, then they'll do it. But if you tell them what to do, then your chances of it happening are, I would say, close to being nil. So that's a psychological ploy, which is a very, very important understanding of what chinuch is all about in this area. On page number 2, the Rambam quotes his halacha. So anyway, the Rambam quotes his halacha in Hilchos Mamrim.
That was yesterday's daf. He should have been.
And the Rambam cites the following examples. Parents take someone's bank account and decided to discard it. On page 2, on page 2, the upper left hand corner. And they decide to discard it. You're not allowed to embarrass them. Now, how do you translate the next 3 words? So there's a lot of discussion. Shehu lo yitzayer bifneihem. The Rambam didn't say yitzayer. That would have been the correct Hebrew diktuk. But rather, velo yitzayer bifneihem. There are different explanations of what this Rambam means.
Or
what was that? Yidag.
Is it
no, that's the question. What exactly is the... It's very unclear. Okay, but probably all the above are true. It means any kind of reaction or response of an emotional nature, certainly even one where you are demonstrating your, shall we say, let's use a strong terminology. What was that?
Displeasure.
Displeasure, thank you. I was going to use a stronger term, so thank you for introducing that. Your displeasure with their behavior, that is not appropriate. That is the outer limits of keep it over. Angel yichos connect them. Don't get angry at them. Ella yikavuk zeh sakosu v'yishtom. Wow.
The yitzta'er is an internal experience.
I understand. As opposed to
show on the outside, he couldn't even yitzta'er
within. Bifnei.
Lo yitzar.
Okay, but here the lotion that we have, lo yitzar bifneihem. How do you translate that?
Lo yitzar in the kav.
It could be Yitzar as well.
Yitzar would mean to make them.
That's right. That doesn't make any sense. Lo Yitzar, Bifnehem, that's correct. It means that outwardly you should not. I would compare it to another Rambam when the Rambam speaks about Kas. The Rambam has a famous position regarding Kas that it doesn't mean that the person can never be Kois. I deal with young people in Shiduchin. And probably the most formidable, gargantuan issue that they confront is Kas, young men. I'm not talking about young women. I deal with this issue, Kal Yom Kal Laila, and Shalom Bayis issues of young couples. So they ask me, I can never demonstrate kas? So my answer is the Rambam. Of course you can have kas within, but you have to control it and not, that be careful it does not emerge in any outward kind of fashion towards your spouse. And that's the Rambam. The Rambam says you can have kas within, Rambam Chazdeus, but it should not, shall we say, come to the fore outside. You should keep it inside. So he said to me, what that means, I should keep it pent up, then it will explode at one point in time. There'll be an explosion. I'm talking about that. That Rambam I'm discussing. There are two Rambams. There are different Rambams. So you're talking about another Rambam with Chinuch, correct? You're 100% right. Okay, that's not my issue. I've just only compared it to this language of the Rambam here. Lo yitzar bifneim, lo yichus kenegdam, yikav gzeh sakos of yishtog. And then he has the other example of Mora. Everyone knows that kibud, kibud actually are the positive elements. Namely, the Gemara says, la'achilo, la'ashkoso, la'achniso, la'otzio. And Mora refers to the negative elements. And I don't know if you had this experience. I have one or two children who are big tzaddikim. That's due to their mother. So the moment I walk into the house, probably Rabbi Bam, you probably have this too, Rabbi Bernstein, Rabbi Pia, all you, Rabbi Feinberg, I've listed everyone here, Dr. Mazenkis, Rabbi Mules, we have a lot of Rabbanim here. This is a Shir Shekula Rabbanim. Rabbi Yazger, so they stand up for me for years and years. Why are they standing up for me, Rabbi Pia? I am Meichel Lagamri. I don't think it's necessary. Absolutely unnecessary. I have to tell you a story that happened to me yesterday. Someone calls me from another country that I lived in. Very hush of a family. There was something that happened over 30 years ago. I was invited to say a shir in a hashkama meeting. And of course I never turned a shir down. My yetzara is too strong. And that shir began with a very small number of attendees. In about 4 or 5 weeks there were 150 attendees at the shir. And then they became frightened, the people who invited me to say the shir, because I was involved in a certain yeshiva. They were afraid that Talmidim would leave a more yeshivish place and go to my yeshiva, which was less yeshivish. Let's not mention names and just put it that way. So I was called in by the Rav, very chosh v'tam chachem zecheinu lebracha. He has to carry out the dirty work of the balabatim. That's how it works, at least in that shul. I won't do it, but anyway, but that's what he was more or less designed to do. Rabbi Asger, you probably know who the Rav was, but not personally, but you heard of him. He's an Adam Gadol Moed, and he was very uncomfortable, and he told me I can no longer say the shir, and I asked him why, because I might create a situation where people might leave that yeshivish place and come to my place, which was less yeshivish and a bit more, how shall I say, Zionistic. So I was taken aback, and I didn't think that was appropriate. I thought it was not. So I said to the Rav, are you the one who is sending me this shlichus, or you're really representing another group of people, or another balabas who's a multimillionaire? You heard of him for sure. Anyway, so he said, honestly, I'm representing another balabas. Why can't he speak to me? What's his problem? It's a pasuk chumash. He has an issue. Let him talk to me directly. I was 30 years younger and a bit more feisty than I am today. Anyway, although Baruch Hashem, I still have a lot of feistiness. And so he didn't know what to say to me. Fine. So that was the end. This year ended right then. And because of that, that's when I started a shul in Toronto. It's the city of Toronto. And Baruch Hashem, the shul today has 700 people. So that's what happened. I wrote a letter to his balabas. He happens to be an enkel of some sefer. And a letter which I... Very, very strong letter, Rabbi Bernstein. You would have seen the letter. You would have, luckily you're sitting down. Very harif letter in Hebrew, Lashon HaKodesh. But in case you didn't understand Lashon HaKodesh, which you did, I made sure I also provided some English translation, precy, of what I wrote in Hebrew. Anyway, that person passed away a fair number of years ago, I think 3 or 4 years ago, and several grandchildren got on the phone with me yesterday. They're looking over the papers of their grandfather, and they discover this letter. And it's signed by Abishai David. So one of them said, there was a Rabbi David in this city many, many decades ago. I wonder if that's the same Rabbi David. And they were frightened because I basically told the person, there's no mechila, kavanat teila, bizoyin kavanat teila. Yeah, I went Rabbi Baum, I went on my merry way. And I quoted some sefers and truvas and all kinds of things. This is over 30 years ago. So they discovered this letter, and the whole group of them got on a conference call. I didn't know who I was talking to. Had to get my number. So they know one of my children, and they went to him, got my number, and then this call ensued yesterday. And they told me they are tittering. They are shaking. The letter was so charif, I said, I don't remember what I wrote, really. But they said, we'll read you a piece of it. It was quite harif. They read me a piece of it, and I told them, I don't understand why you're calling me. We're frightened that our mishpacha, where a lot of things have happened in the mishpacha in the last 30 years, is because of this letter. I said, what? What are you talking about? I was meichel the person, miyad. That same night, after I wrote the letter, I said, because I was able to establish a minyan very quickly, in a day or two. So right away, I was meichel the whole thing, and I got even a bigger crowd than I had before. So it didn't affect me. They said they didn't know that. They didn't know anything about that. And so they begged me. This conversation went on for an hour and a half of my time yesterday. 1 hour and a half. Each grandson spoke. There were about five of them. And each one had begged me. They wanted to hear from me piv, from the mouth, that I was meichel them, and meichel the grandfather, and meichel the mishpacha. And I told him, I said, do you want me to use a nusach ha'amam? What do you want me to do exactly in terms of the mechila? But I was meichel, right? I forgot about this whole story. How many years ago it happened? decades ago. It's not kedai to, even though I was hurt, they reminded me of the maisa, they reminded me of the story. But I was Michael Miyad, what's the tachlis? Life is too short. No, you're not masking. Life is not too short.
Can you be more from the Zion and Torah?
So that's the next question. That's what we discussed for 1 hour. And we took out the Rambams, and we had a whole very fascinating discussion on this topic. Okay, I'm just... What?
What did you conclude?
I concluded that yes. Yes, Mokom, the Hokel. And I told them that I'm in the rabbinate for 50 years of my life, and I have the skin of a pachyderm. P-A-C-H-Y-D-E-R-M. Skin of an elephant. I'm not affected by barbs that are thrown at me, which are on a daily basis. I'm not affected. Who's it? Ain't other nitvas al mashi mishu acheron mebishas taro. That's what the Rav's supposed to do. Al manashe loshen Rashi, a Yerushalmi, a Briskov. Rashi, Rashi, the beginning of Moshe Rabbeinu became a man of Yisrael. It's quoted by the Rambam. Vadochen. Al manashe, they're going to throw all kinds of projectiles, verbal, hopefully. Not any other. Barbs, bavonim, and the like. That's what the Rav is all about. No, ma temomim, kvadahav. We have almost, well, he's probably a Rav too. Called Midain Smuchadano. He claims to be a doctor, but he's really a doctor. What?
Next week we'll bring the stone.
All right. So this Rambam, Yikabo Gzeasakosa V'Yishtok. I've always been taken by this Rambam. That's what Kibbutz Avim is. Gzeasakosa. V'yishtok. So, all you, I imagine, maybe with you it doesn't apply, but with me it certainly applies. I see a generation gap between myself, my children, my grandchildren. You know what my grandchildren think? That I'm essentially from the 12th century. Maybe, Rabbi Bernstein. I don't know if I'm zoichet even the 12th century. The generation gap, they have a totally different conception, and Talmidim that I have, who could be, I could be their grandparents, came out all of them. Same thing. So that's what the Rambam says, Yikabo Gzeasakosa V'Yishtok. Okay, so you're not allowed to express anguish, and the same thing with the Rambam has here with Mora, can embarrass them, and that's why I could both look in the next Lashon Rambam.
Why is the first case a case of Kibud and the second?
Excellent
case
Kasha. Okay, that needs a lot of attention, which I'm not doing now. And Hanami, that's I'm not interested in that right now. There are many aspects here that have to be discussed. That's a fascinating. That question is by Mefarshim and the Rama. Murray the Gakashi. Because he writes to Mora, Afil ho yalovish begod mechamudos, v'yoshe berosh b'fnei akol, above the vimo, v'kor begod v'yiku berosho, v'yoku b'fanav. This is the story that takes us to quote here, that Rav Tarfon and the Senate, the Roman Senate, and embarrassed publicly the whole business.
It explains the first part of the story.
That's not a problem.
One second.
The first one. How's
I agree. I hear. Lo yachlimem elo yishtog biyiro viyefachim bimelo malchi amlochem shetzivo bekach shilu melch basav adam gozo olav dava shu mitzar yeser mizeh lo yachal farches bidavar kavuchom of misham vay oilon kirtzono. Wow, what a Rambam. Okay, but that's not, I really want to really more or less present something which is so fundamental and basic. I'm sure you all, I'm not telling any chidushim whatsoever. There are two mitzvahs. One is covered, one is mora. The Gemara explained the as you saw in Kedushin here, Mora lo omi bimkomo, lo yoshi bimkomo, lo sosir is devarav, lo machrio, kavod is machil, lo mashke, malbish, mechase, machnis, and motzi. Nos fear means the son should neither stand in his father's place, nor sit in his place, nor contradict his words. That's halacha, that's relevant. But standing in his place or sitting in his place, parents are meichel, that's all the achrenim write in Yerodeya. And that is essentially what Mora is. Kavod, winding him, dining him, clothing him, and the like. So, in effect, Mora represents the negative side of the coin, anything which will negate, which will undermine the honor due to one's parents. And Kavod, obviously, refers to shimush, servicing and ministering to one's parents, to the needs of one's parents, enhancing their lives by providing them with their physical needs. And the Gemara, as I mentioned earlier, Hishra Kosov, Kibud Av Aim to Kibud Av Mokom, and Hishra Kosim Mora Av Aim to Mora Av Mokom. So these mitzvahs, which are founded upon lichora, logical, rational kind of considerations, is that the case? Are these in the gather of Mishpat, namely Kibud Av Aim, or the way the Rambam presented it, Yikabu gzias hakosu v'yishtok. Kalbuchom namisham avayolim kitzovno. Melech basu v'lam gozar. Is kibur avayim essentially under the rubric of a divine edict that defines any attempt to be categorized? I'm asking, is it chok or is it mishpat? It's a very miskasha. It's not my kasha, it's already Rishonim deal with this issue. Chok meaning something that has no, seemingly no rationale that we can possibly relate to. And mishpat, something that's founded upon rational underpinnings. And even the analogy that the Gemara draws here between kibur avayim and kibur hamakom, or the analogy between mora avayim and mora hamakom, also seems to be somewhat paradoxical or even philosophically difficult to stomach, or even perhaps somewhat blasphemous. What I'm asking essentially, as I said, is that is this partially within the parameters of chok and partially within the parameters of mishpat, or perhaps it's completely chok as opposed to being having any element of mishpat? And to just bolster the question, which Rishonim already talked about in the Aseres HaDibros, you're all aware that in the Aseres HaDibros, I have it here actually on page number 2, but in the Aseres HaDibros, that they divide into two sets. Each one contains, of course, 5 tzivuyim. The first 5 focuses on Benon Lamokom, between Hashem and Klal Yisrael and human beings. The second half relates to Benon Lachavero. So what's puzzling is why the 5th, Kibbutz Avayim, was placed in the first set. This is a kasha that Rishonim are all troubled with. Why was Kibbutz Avayim subsumed under the rubric of the first set? Isn't it logical to postulate that this commandment primarily involves children, parental interrelationships? So why was it not placed in the second set where it belongs, of mitzvahs ben adam l'chaveru? It doesn't belong in the first set of mitzvahs that are ben adam l'chaveru. It's also a kasha that many Rishonim are troubled with. And I would say even further, just to show you, as you know, there are 2 sets of Aseres HaDibros. So Kibbutz Avayim is found both in Yisro and found in Parshas Va'eschanan. And there's one major distinction, the formulation. In Yisro, the Pasuk says, you don't have that Pasuk here, but you have the Pasuk of Va'eschanan. Here in Yisro, the Torah says, Kabedes Avicha Vesimecha, Leman Yarichun Yomecha, Alo Adoma, Asher Hashem Elokecha Nosein Loch. That's the language. Kibbutz Avayim, and right away, the Schar, as the Gemara says, Yen Nechulin, that Mat Schar Betzida. Here you have the Schar is given right there, Leman Yarichun Yomecha, Alo Adoma, Asher Hashem Elokecha Nosein Loch. However, here in Va'eschanan, what's the Pasuk say? Kabedes Avicha Vesimecha, Kasher Tzivicha Hashem Elokecha. Why? Why is this Loshin of Tzivu used Dafka over here in Va'eschanan? And again, the schar that we mentioned already in Israel, the man yarichun yamecha, the man yitabloch, we'll get to that in a second. Alo adama she Hashem alokecha, no same loch. So Rashi quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Look in Rashi over here, directly below the parsha in Va'eschanan. Kasher tzivcha, says Rashi, af al kibbutz avayim nitzavu b'mara, shenema, shom somlo, chok u'mishpa v'shom niso. Rashi said the mitzvah of kibbutz avayim, kasher tzivcha, Hashem alokecha, predated the revelation at Har Sinai. It was given together with a group of other mitzvahs prior to Matan Torah, and that's what Rashi says, the Pesukim of Mishalach, Shom Somlo, and what does the Pasuk say? Chayk U'mishpat, Kanireh, the Kibbutz Avayim, and all the other dinim that I mentioned in that context, the Mara, having it elements of Chayk and Mishpat. That's what the Pasuk says, Shom Somlo, Chok u'mishpat v'sham nisohu.
Each one of the one in Ma'a has chok and mishpat.
That's what one lichora should have to assume, which is of course somewhat difficult, even though the others are the following. In Mara we have Shabbos, Kibbutz Avayim, Parah Aduma, which clearly is pure chok. There's no element of mishpat there, and dinim. Dinim depend on chok. The Rambam Ramban in the earlier Bereishis, where the dinim refers to the entire Marechet of Choshe Mishpat, or Dinim refers specifically the fact that the Bezdin should have carried out, should have punished Shem for doing what he did, the terrible, heinous act that he committed with Dina. That's Machlokes the Ramban. Ramban discusses in Chumash Barichos and the Mishnah Melech, and there's a lot of several Svarim have written on the topic, but you're right. There's certainly Parah Aduma that was given over there does not seem to have all, any aspect of Mishpat whatsoever, but Pashup Shad, that all the eyes that I mentioned, guess what?
The Torah Tzivim says something about the Girsa on that, right?
He has a Girsa, that's exactly the only thing you can answer is with a Girsa change. Correct. That's how you have to take care of the Parah Aduma problem. But Gezel, Gesel has in it both, also Chokim Mishpat, and Kibbut Avayim, I'll discuss in a few moments, has in it as well Chokim Mishpat. There's no question that there are two aspects. So Kibbut Avayim, as I said,
the Adhechans of the Chok and the other ones.
Correct, 100%. That's exactly what I will, but I'm going to argue much further than that. To my mind, this is a classic Kibbut Avayim, and the dialectic involved in it is a classic brisk, if I may say so. There are dual elements in many mitzvahs, and probably all mitzvahs, and certainly Kibbut Avayim. Kibbut Avayim has a Maisa mitzvah and a Kiyama mitzvah. This is classic brisk, and you'll see, I'll show you a number of obvious rayas to this from the Gemara and elsewhere. The Maisa mitzvah we discussed a moment ago, namely the physical act associated with the mitzvah of the Machilo, Mashgeyu, Motzio, Machniso, etc. But there's also a Kiyama mitzvah, which is just as critical. The best examples of this, Maisa and Kiyam, are found always, let's say, with Simchas Yom Tov. Simchas Yom Tov, the Gemara says, Ein Simcha L'Basu V'Yayin. But clearly the Kiyama mitzvah is the Simcha Primis, the Simcha Shebelei, that a person should feel on Yom Tov, Rosh Hashanah, Machlokes Rav Yishai, whether it's a mitzvah Simcha or Rosh Hashanah or not. That's the Rif, and the Ran, and the Ramban, and the Ritva, and the Rashba. I'm telling you, one of my favorite topics is that topic of Simcha Rosh Hashanah. Yei Simcha, Ein Simcha, whatever the case is, but Simchas Yom Tov has a Maisa Mitzvah and a Kiyama Mitzvah. Avelos. There are 11 Nehugi Avelos that a person has to more or less carry out. But clearly, the Gemara writes in Sanhedrin that the real Avelos, the Kiyama Mitzvah of Avelos, is Belev. Ein Aninos Ela Belev. So again, also, you have a Maisa Mitzvah of Sun Nehugim, but then you have the inner Kiyum, which is really probably most critical. The underlying or the overriding spirit that should be pervasive is a recognition on Yom Tov that I'm close to Hashem Yisbarach, that I have this sense of kurva. That's basically what Mikra Kodesh is all about, the opportunity to rendezvous with Hashem, the Hargosha, that I'm in the presence of Hashem Yisbarach. Or for that matter, I'm thinking of another case, Tshuva is another classic example, the Michas Chinuch, certainly, and the Soloveitchik, and the Rambam. The Maisa Mitzvah is Vidui, but obviously, that's only the Maisa Mitzvah. This is a long process, a wrenching process, a torturous process, hopefully, that precedes that. El Nebidoi, the Ramban already alludes to it. I mentioned it in Shabbos morning 2 weeks ago. Nitzan Bayelach, Beficha u'belavecha la'asoso. There you have both elements are embedded in that pasuk. Beficha is the Bidoi, Belavecha is the Kiyam Shebelei, which of course is critical to the whole process of Tshuva. There's a cathartic cleansing of my personality. There's a reorienting of my life. That's the Kiyam HaMitzvah. So the
Shofar, Shofar, the Kiyam is the Shmoa?
So that is the Machlokes Rav Yishai. The Rosh calls Machlokes Rav Yishai. It's the Mitzvah Shmiyah Tkiyah. But most assume that the Mitzvah is, as the Bracha indicates, the Shmoa we call Shofar.
The Mice is the Tkiyah.
Correct. Exactly. So there's a long Rambam in his Truva about this topic. Wow.
Ain B'Kol Din Gzeila.
What was that?
Ain B'Kol Din
Gzeila. Ain B'Kol Din Gzeila. You show me the Rabbi quotes it on the spot. Host of Ram the Rabbi. Ain B'Kol Din Gzeila. But that's another good example. I could have used that example, but I just want to get to Kibbut Avayim. So he can Kibbut Avayim. To me, this is Milsa de Pshita, that this is exactly what's going on. Namely, that, as I said, the Maisa Mitzvah is obvious, wining them and dining them. But now the question is, how do I go about doing it? The wining and dining should reflect a deep love, a profound affection that they have for my parents, a hakaras hatov that I have for them. It's not a function of my socioeconomic level. That's totally irrelevant, where I'm holding. That's not the factor at all. Am I affluent? Am I well-heeled? I have the financial wherewithal to donate on them, or a person is impoverished, barely ekes out a living, and the like. That's totally irrelevant as far as the mitzvah of Kibbut Avayim regarding the Kiyama mitzvah of Kibbut Avayim. And I'm going to bring you the raya, which is the best raya, is from the Gemara over here, which you have actually in the handout. The Gemara quotes actually the story of Avimi. If you remember Avimi, that on the bottom, actually there are two, one could bring actually two different rayas to this, but let's maybe mention the first raya, which may be even a better raya than the second raya. If you remember, remember the pisioni? I think someone told me in the shul this week that the word pisioni is translated as pheasants. I didn't look it up. I don't have access to English at all and anything. I don't own an art scroll. Don't have any of these things. Anyway, so I'm not sure. The word pisioni, he asked me the translation of the word pisioni. So, does it mean pheasants? Okay, whatever it is, but the Gemara here.
What? It's
right. It's something which is clearly.
It's a slug.
Okay, it's like a slug, correct. It's like a kind of a fatty bird of sorts, but it's clearly something very tasty. That's what I imagine. Very, it has a tremendous tam to it, a tremendous taste to it. So therefore, the Gemara speaks about Yesh Machil of Pisyoni v'Tordim in Olam. That's a famous Rashi in Tosfos here, quote a famous Yerushalmi. The Yesh Matchina Berechayim u'Mevil Chayim Abba. So this Gemara is so fascinating to me for years and years and years. It means you can give your father Tafnukim, or what is it called, the Zemra of Shabbos, Tafnukim Ma'adanim, and yet you can drive him from this world. Another person can compel his father to go to work to grind in a mill, and he'll bring him to the world to come. And that's the Lashon HaGemara here, that Ma'isa Be'echav She'emachil Lo'oviv Pisyoni Pa'amachas Amal Lo'oviv Be'ayin L'chol Kol Eilu Amal Lo'sava Ma'ich Pat Lacha. So the Gemara says, At Titzchon Ve'echol Kloma Lo'os Ve'echol Ke'en Klobim De'midashnim Ve'ochlin. So this is the person who used to give his father pheasants to eat. One day his father asked him, how is it you have all these wonderful dishes? And his reply, old man, what concern is it of yours? Why is it your Asek? Munch and eat it. If I can translate that way, Tchon, or Laos Ve'achol, munch and eat it, as if to say, chew and eat it the way dogs do. That's Lashon Chazal. So here, he shows his father that it was a burden to him. And then the further, I'll read the end of the language of the Chazal. Ma'isa Ve'achol, Shoyot Tochein Berechayim, Vav Zokin Hayolo. And now he, obviously the king came and issued orders to come to Avodas HaMelech. So his son told him, Tzchon v'ani eilech tachtecha l'Avodas HaMelech she'en lo kitzva. Im l'bizyonitcho tabloch, im l'milki tabloch. And essentially, what we see over here, and this is really the sod, I believe, which is more or less borne out by a comment of the Sefer Haredim. This must be one of the most famous comments of the Sefer Haredim in the entire Sefer. And that Sefer, Haredim, you probably, Avodah Zahaskari, when he comments on this mitzvah, the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em, so he expresses it in a very beautiful, rather I would say, a striking kind of way. I have here the Chayodam on page number 2, but the Sefer Haredim writes over there in the Dibur Chamishi, in Kabbalah Sabicha V'Simecha, he says, when you speak to your parents, the Dibur should be B'Nachas V'Loshen Raka, he says, that's the Pshuto Shemikra. So he presents it in the following way. First he presents the Kiyama Mitzvah, even before the Maisa Mitzvah. The Maisa Mitzvah is what we spoke about. L'achilo, l'ashkoso, l'achliso, l'otzio. You know, l'achilo, to wine him and dine him. But he presents it first as rather, what's the primary mitzvah? What he calls Pshuto Shemikra. That is the primary thrust. It's interesting that the Shulchan Aruch, when it quotes this halacha, and the Shulchan Aruch actually over here, I think that we do have in the back, I quoted it in page 4 and 5. It tells you the definition of Mora, definition of Kibbutz. Look at the definition of Kibbutz in Sif Dalet, on page number 4. So the Mechaber writes, and then, secondarily, there's a duality over here. I'm just going to once again formulate this. There's the Maisa Mitzvah and the Kiyama Mitzvah, and clearly the Maisa Mitzvah.
How do you get the Kiyam? The Kiyam is there. Is
the way I perform the Mitzvah.
Is it the Kiyam on them?
So yeah, the Kiyam is when I machil and mashke, how do I do it? B'sevir Padam Yafos, I do it.
It's a Kiyam that's not totally on me, it's totally on how they perceive it?
No, clearly, I think it's a bit of both. But obviously, you, from your perspective, have to present it in a very affectionate and very loving kind of way. That's the Kiyama Mitzvah of your being Machil and Mashke, your parents. And basically the thrust of the Mitzvah is not just the service that I tender, but the underlying love and the genuine respect and the spirit of the offering. The actual objective service is secondary. That's why I mentioned the Sefer Haredim. He presents it in the reverse fashion. First he presents the Dibur B'Nachas, and then he tells you Machil. There's a famous Medrash in Pashat Nasa, I found the Medrash actually. Naftali, I didn't forget your IP, just one second. Naftali Ayolo Shlucha, Hanosin Imre Shofer, says like the following. Naftali Kibet Es Aviv, Yoser Midai. What does that mean? Yoser Midai. There's no Yosef Midai. But that's Lashon the Medrash. Shaya Aviv, his father used to take him, and the Chol Mokum Shirotze, Vayazar Bishrichuso, Birats Kiayil, Vayatamim Dabil Aviv, Biritsui Dibre Pius, Tzuf Dvash, Imre Noam, what a Medrash. The Medrash goes on how he spoke to his parents. And so this is essentially, so what I'm trying to simply underscore is this, what I said, the double aspect, and that's the Chayonim, and then Rabbi Peter will speak. On page number 2, you see the Chayonim, Isaiah's entire Chayonim, which is an astounding piece. He writes over here, that the central motif of the mitzvah is to look for their distinctive qualities. Every parent, every mother and father, even if they're not Talmidei Chachamim, they have distinctive qualities, and that's what we should underscore, in effect, when we are fulfilling this mitzvah of Kibbutz Avim. So first he writes in Beis, let's start with Beis, and I'll go to Gimel and Dalit. So in Beis he said, Yisachar Pidobri Sheker, Pasuk and Tehillim, that there are people who think that way. I have Talmidim in the last 50 years of my life that they told me they owe their parents nothing. Out today, there were a number of them, thank God not too many, who told me they completely and totally severed their ties with their parents. One or two told me they hate their parents. For all kinds of reasons, which are not justified in the fiyah niyastaiti, none of them, no matter how they were treated, even maltreated. I'm not talking about abuse, chas v'shalom, that's a different story. Anyway, so he writes over here that the Ribbono Shel gave them the koach to, in effect, biologically, they sired a young man, a young woman, they had these children, and therefore they raised them, and you automatically owe them enormous hakara satov, just for that alone. And that's that's, by the way, a Gemara here in Kedushin, on Daf Lamed Aleph, which undoubtedly you came across as well. But the Gemara points out something which is fascinating. It says that B'shosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he gave Aser Sadibros, so he said, Anochi v'lo yelecha. What was the reaction of the Umas HaOlam and Lamed Aleph? They said, he's an egotist. L'chvod atzma hu dorish. That's all he's interested in, is in himself. Kevon she'omar kabeir savicha chazu v'hodu l'mamor sarishonos. Why? Because kabeir savicha v'esimecha, Rashi says, kol shken she'chai v'adam b'chvodo, sh'af hu shuta b'b'yaso, k'abiv imo, v'chai v'mosa m'sur v'yodo. Or the other way, the Gemara brings, Rosh Tavarcha Emes. Rosh Tavarcha Vosov Tavarcha Ela. Vosov Tavarcha Nika Shirosh Tavarcha Emes, says Rashi, that those words are unnecessary. Ela Fishim Ramim Acharav Dvar Rishonim. He is only interested in his own covet, Akshem Yisbarach. And then when they heard the end, they realized that Rosh Tavarcha Emes. But that Gemara also indicates, and many Rishonim pointed out, that the mitzvah of Chibur Avayim is based on Akharas HaTov. So in the middle now, in the Chayadam, on Gimel, take a look at Gimel. Hakibahu Mashava Maisavidib Mashava Nivza Vain of Nimas Yurashem Vichabe Yechabid Mashava Deinlo Mashabiba Ohem Nivzim Vakshem Mechabid Asam Bizvarim Sharigamu Nivzel Akorachacha Shemechabda Melibo Shem Chashuvim Vain of Melibo Sheyendam Vain of Shem Gedolim Lichbali Eretz. How do you have to see your parents as great aristocratic types, people of tremendous prestige and esteem? Even though they're nothing home to write about. But from your perspective, the child, the son or the daughter, you have to see them as G'day the Eretz. This is so, and this Chayonim I heard in the Shmuzin of Abchaim Shulevitz in Tov Shin Lamed Alf. He said over this Chayonim, and from there I remember, unbelievable, Stavni Chayonim. And
it's actually from the Haredim, though, no?
It comes from the Sefer Haredim. This taking the Chayom is taken from the Sefer HaRedim. He quoted the Sefer HaRedim, Rabbi Lazar Askari. Okay, I'm just indicating all this is simply.
Is the Kiyum, the Sefer HaRedim, would you have a
Roa
Halev, or the
Kiyum
is
Balev? No, the Kiyum is Balev, for sure. That's the point I'm making. And Dalit, he quotes that story of the Pisioni. Machilim b'chol yom tumos, v'herulem panim zoafos, ne'nash, yenam b'kai ne'mitzah. There's the Kiyum ha'mitzah is missing. You know what I'm always reminded of? I never was exposed to TV my entire life. My parents did not own a TV. And I thought because of that, I led a life of, essentially, I was mikupach. I lost out. On the contrary, years later, of course, I realized I only gained from it. My father was opposed to it. My mother, Hashem, was opposed to it. So from time to time, I would go to my friends' homes. I'm 6 or 7 years old. This is together, Rabbi Bam, with the 5 and 6 years old, and I'm learning Targum Unklos. And Steinbeker Vechatagim. That was all part of the same. But once in a while, I would have recourse to Chavra of mine, and they had, and this is what I remember, Abbott and Costello and the Three Stooges. That's all I remember. I didn't see much else. Even Rabbi Bernstein, I don't know in Borough Park they had such things. Abbott and Costello and the Three Stooges. So I remember that these are the kind of jokes. One would take a pie, and the other one said, I'm hungry, take a pie, and he more or less plastered it all over his face. So I use that as the pesioni. That's when I learned the Gemara Kedushin. That's the pesioni. So, I mean, the Maisha Mitzvah, you were Mekayeh. The guy needed something to eat, then you offered him something to eat. But I don't think in the Kiyam.
But if you went to a Chavra with dementia, no.
All right, so these are issues discussed in Poskim at great length, and Shulchan Aruch as well. There's a whole, I did ask about the whole Shulchan Aruch here. I was going to discuss that, but I'll just, Rabbi P has to speak first. I'm not fair, I apologize. Yeah. But the word pisioni is not mentioned there in the Gemara Yuma.
Yeah.
It does mention it?
Yeah, it says,
Pisioni, okay, very good, thank you. Shikaiach. So that's
where the English word, I think, doesn't come from.
Excellent. So someone told me that. Someone in the shul told me that. Someone who loves Daf Yomi told me that this week. Okay, but the Gemara Yuma, he didn't tell me. Very good. So Slav is pisioni, very good. The pheasant, that's where it comes from. I remember I heard from Rav Soloveitchik, there's a famous story. They say over from Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, he was approached by a person who had a sickly father in Warsaw. And he was a very well-known story. The Rav told all this, my son. He heard it from his father. He said, Rav Chaim. And so he wanted to visit him. However, the Gemara says that kibarav yishalav, that the father has to pay for it. That's how we pass on the halacha. You don't have to pay for it, the child. It has to come from the father. So in order to fulfill the mitzvah, it involved a lot of expenditure out of pocket. So the parents are duty bound to pay for it. The son didn't have the wherewithal to expend the money for a ticket to Warsaw. So Poshet, he's exempt from visiting his father in Warsaw. He's not mechuyav. He didn't. This is mentioned here, actually, in Shulchan Aruch. So Rav Chaim said, you're correct. Yes, Rav Chaim, what do I have to do? So Rav Chaim said, and the Rav told this over in Yiddish. I think he told the story in a half hour. It took him to tell the story. Bisni gerecht. You know, from a technical standpoint, you're obviously the mitzvah mishalav. You don't have the wherewithal to pay for this trip to Warsaw. You're exempt. However, you have a pair of legs, start walking. Really amazing story with Rav Chaim Brisker and Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. No, so essentially, again, as I said before, the mitzvah. What?
So what was he really saying with that?
You obviously see something else in the story that I don't see.
No, I'm not asking because I have an answer to the question. I want to understand. If I'm saying is correct, in other words, I'll be halacha.
Technically, you're potter.
He was potter, right?
Because that's what the halacha is also like this. Mishalav.
Right, and he's at a great distance, so I'll kick in. He was potter. Right, so how close do you have to be in order to be able to be chayim? And from Brisk to Warsaw is not a small trip.
Yeah, okay, I understand that. Yeah, I'm sorry. Right. What is that distinction? And also, what are the gedarim of that?
You don't have to pay, you don't have to, as I understood it, you don't have to spend money.
Okay, so I understand Gemara that way also. But let's say in this case, let's say he lived in Vilna, I don't know, and going to Warsaw is quite a.
That's the shot in the story. There's a bit of a monopoly, but that aspect of it, you have to walk. You can't find a monopoly. But you don't have to spend the money on the train ticket.
Okay. I mean, the money is that. You hear what Rabbi Bam was saying?
It's a bit of a luck if you have to. You have to take off a
right.
Month.
Okay, that's the question. What are the gedarim? What are the parameters?
Just a bit of a malacha, you are with.
Right, very good. I agree. I think that's clearly the pshat in the story, bit of malacha. I'm just simply trying to point out that the mitzvah is not a function of economics, but primarily a function or a reflection of the deep bonds that should exist between a parent and a child. I mean, the mitzvah may involve, the ma'aseh mitzvah involves disbursement of funds, but that's only the external performance. That's only the act associated with it. The real kiyum mitzvah is obviously that which is bifnim, and that's why the lashon of the chayadim that Rabbi Yasger noted, which comes from the Sefer Haredim, and also I saw the chidor writes like that. For example, you have Orer Makla Abivimo. I should mention another issue, which is really at the heart of this. It's in the Shulchan Aruch on page 5. I don't know if you have 5 there, but on page 5 in Sif, on the top of the Shulchan Aruch,
there's a... That story with Chaim, you're right, there is something that I think I saw in that story. That I think Reb Chaim was bothered by the way the person asked the question.
That could be. It could very well be. That itself indicated that something was lacking. Something was missing. Okay, and economy. But this idea, let me tell you what I deal with. I have a yeshiva with 145 talmidim. Many, 20, don't get along with their parents. I say to X and Y, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda, your parents are paying through the nose for you to come here. Do you know that? You're not paying. You have a credit card that you use, according to my humble opinion, indiscriminately. And without really recognizing that you are making a deep hole in your parents' pocket. And on and on and on. This goes on all day. So don't you think you should have a car satov? So what is the response? I don't like him. He's old-fashioned. He's not with it. He's not cool. He doesn't understand me. He can't connect with me. That's what I say. Ma'in yishmitla tzarsinai. So what do they answer me? They don't tell to me directly. They tell the other Rabbi in the Shiva, that Rosh Hashiva is, he's out to lunch. Then I tell them, why don't you tell me directly I'm out to lunch? Why do you have to tell to another Rebbe and he has to tell to me? So then they get all embarrassed. You can tell me. I say, you give tachach to a Rebbe, what's the problem? But I just don't understand the whole mentality.
It's a magiali.
Exactly. That's exactly the mentality. Magiali. Everyone does it. It's part of my Yerusha. My parents are living. It's part of the living Yerusha. This is the mindset that goes on today. Rabbi Peel, what do you say? Rabbi Bernstein? I don't connect with it very well. But there's a halacha, and they also relate to this as well. The question is, how are they treated by their parents? Or how should they treat their children? So you know the din. The din is that parent has to be careful. Lo lahachbid. That's the din of Shulchan Aruch. That's also based on Divrei Chazal. I'll show you. Means despite the fact that they can throw your entire bank account into the ocean, but at the same time, how should a parent? There are also halachas of how a parent should look in your test. You have your test in the Shulchan Aruch section. I think it's on page number towards the end. What?
I didn't see the Shulchan Aruch in this.
Oh, it's not in there. I'm sorry. I didn't do it. Wow. I didn't do it. Okay, let me read it to you. I'm sorry, maybe you have a different section than I do. Okay, it says here, I'll read. Also, lo avnam lahachbid ulo albanav. A young man in the yeshiva showed me this halacha. I was astounded. A 19-year-old fellow knows this din. That a parent, and he tells me he feels that his parents are just, what's the term? Overly, probably,
strict.
What?
Strict.
Yeah, overly strict. He said he grew up in the house, his father's a truant officer. That's what he calls him. So also the other Nachbid Ula Abana Vilodaki Bichvodu Imam Shal Yavim De Mirsho Elayim Chol VeYalim Eina Mehem. That's the attitude they should take, and that's really the attitude that parents probably have to take today. It's a different generation; they're not accustomed to the kind of perhaps way maybe all of you grew up at a certain kind of I don't want to call your parents or martinets or autocrats or oligarchs or I don't know. Dictators, I can't imagine any of you were. Even my father was not that. My father was very strict. I grew up in a very strict kind of setting. I never missed a minyan from the time I'm 5 or 6 years old. Never heard of such a thing. Not to daven b'tzibur. And I'm talking about a frum kid, not a kid who's not frum. It's a frum kid. And no problem not missing tefillah b'tzibur. And when I approach them, and the guy puts on tefillah in the yeshiva in the morning at 1:30 or 2 o'clock, So I said, maybe you could put on tefillin in your dorm room. Why do you have to do it at 2 o'clock in front of Bifnei Aveda? It's embarrassing. So he says to me, Rosh Shiva, you should be happy I'm putting on tefillin. I said, doctor. But he doesn't get the, shall we say, the kind of context that what he's doing, and other people are looking and observing this fellow. He does it without Balibusha. I also can't handle that as well. I'm not condemning him for waking up late, for sleeping 15 hours or 18 hours, whatever it may be. I also sleep 18 hours. The difference is in 4 days, as opposed to him. But anyway, but he sleeps 18 hours in one night. Okay, so I'm not condemning him. Rabbi Bernstein, I'm not. But a little seichel, it's not there. Okay, I want to get on to Rishonim I saw speak about. Kibbutz Avayim is founded upon Hakar Satov Piron Chov. That's the Rishonim compared to Piron Chov. The Gemara says in Ksubis, Piron Chov Mitzvahi. And they view Kibbutz Avayim as Piron Chov. By the way, Tyson says, I mentioned this already a few times. Tyson says twice in Shas, in Becheres and Ksubis. There's no Mokar for Piron Chov. It's a Svara. I'm so taken
Isn't
by that.
Isn't Hakar Satov also a type of Piron Chov?
By the way, that is correct. No question about it. The Chavis Havava says the Tashtit of all Midos is Hakara Satov. You don't have that. You are basically Habor Rik. There's nothing there without Hakara Satov. So, again, I'm just in terms of. Okay, so I just want to note again, going back to the question we raised regarding Chokhem Mishpat. So, why is Aseres Hadibros? Why is the Kibbutz Avayim found number 5 Aseres Hadibros? The answer is Tzvei Dinim. That are embedded in Kibbutz Avayim. There's an element of Chok. Ad Heichon Kibbutz Avayim, that seems to be, have Chok elements to it. On the other hand, there's also clearly elements of Mishpat, in the sense of what I just said now, of Piron Chok, that's for sure. I think it has in it many, many fundamental elements of Hakara Satov. And again, if you're Makir Tov, if someone is Makir Tov to a parent, then Kal Vachomer, you'll be Makir Tov to Hashem Yisbarach. All this Hakara Satov, I mean, we're Makir Tov to, I don't know, to we put we cover up the challah for kiddush. We're worried shalom vayish es challah, correct? Because of the psukim in the of Shiras Haminim and Shabbos. So kavuchemer, why are we doing that? Obviously, kavuchemer to a parent and kavuchemer to Hashem Yisbarach. And that's the whole idea, to try to teach us some fundamentals, some basics in terms of midos and prayer. So this davar minasinos. That's what Rabbi Soloveitchik said. Chazal can't find anyone except for goyim. From the kind of mitzvah, Kibbutz Avayim. David Menasina, and these events that the Gemara quotes, Esav, who went when he was Meshamish, his father, Big de Esav Hachamudos, Asha'ita Babois. So he would come to his parents and dress, Big de Esav Hamudos.
Why didn't I missed the point? Why Bidaka Goyim is Kibbutz Avayim?
Because the mitzvah is so difficult that no Jew is able to perform it properly.
So why Goyim are able to perform it properly?
Why don't you give other examples?
Other examples of?
Of Jews.
And a Hanami. But why, very why rare examples of, that are given, mostly Goy.
Why is a Goy capable of doing it properly?
Because they're in a Mitzvah Vaisa. And we are Mitzvah Vaisa, and that makes it more difficult. But I just going back to what I said earlier, the man Yerichon Yomecho, the Shiluach HaKein also has that same Schar, Arichis Yom Bishonim. The Rambam has this is the Ramban also in Kisei. The reason for Shiloh HaKein, because as I said, animals instinctively love their young, and they suffer when they see them being taken away. That's almost an instinctive kind of reaction. But again, as I said, sometimes we see that people treat their parents with disdain. With what have they done for me? As I said earlier, they can't relate to me. They're antiquated. They're antediluvian. They're museum pieces. They don't speak my language. They don't understand my my life. They don't. They can't possibly relate to what I'm going through. But as I said again, it seems to me that all this is largely voided by the fundamental principle of Hakara Satov that really lies at the very foundation of this. I saw in the Sefer Hasidim. Also, I didn't Xerox it. That's right. Lo shodi ben argo. That's the Gemara in Bava Kamma. That brought the shasav beimari lo shodi ben argo. You shouldn't throw stones in a well in a bor that you drank water from. I don't know. I'm very into this mid of Hakara Satov. I tried my best to be mechanech all my talmidim for decades with this particular midah, And even in the Esav, the Gemara in Kedushin calls him a Meshuvad. We had that Gemara. The Gemara actually in the first parak of Kedushin, the Sugas of Avodim, the Gemara speaks about the Yerusha of a Goy. The Gemara calls Esav a Meshuvad. And yet this Meshuvad, when it comes to the mitzvah of Kibbutz Avraham, he excels. He is a mitzvayin regarding that mitzvah. So that's really an amazing. And I saw in the Sefer Hasidim that the following. I don't think you have it in this. Maybe you do. I wonder if I put it here. I don't remember anymore. One second. I don't see it. No. So the Sefer Hasidim, maybe you do have it. Page number 6, it should be. Yeah, I have the Charedim here on page 5. Chayadim on page 5 as well. And on page 6, the Sefer Hasidim. Look at this Lashon. I found this accidentally. Vayomer Esav, hinei anochi holech lamos, v'lamos ali b'chora. This is when he sold the b'chora to Yaakov. So he has many kashas. Why does it say Vayomer Esav? V'hoi lo lichtov v'levayim kor t'charos al Yaakov. V'lamos ksiv mashachosher Esav. What do we have to... Why does the Torah have to report what he thinks? Who cares what he thinks? Elo shelo titma. Lama asan kadosh baruch hu memshala libnei Esav. Why are they, shall we say, dominating the world scene? Lomar shetodi bishul aviv halach l'makom sakona b'makom achayis kedei lotzut sayi l'havi l'aviv. He was meisen nefesh to bring his father whatever he so desired. U'menu lomar yosek sh'amal lo Yaakov l'cha v'eshlachach alayhem v'yom lo hineini v'alo yodeh sh'sonim oso elama yosef esav hodich todi l'makom sakona kedei lotzut sayi l'havi l'aviv iviv. Lovey Shalachani Lewis and Shlomachai, Veshlamatson Chu, Chiyut Shalavi, Ubne Base of Lelech, Velo Elech, I'm not going to go, calls the Nichta of the Deal Israel, Ech Litruach, and Lovey Panasal Avim, Vech Yuzehirim, Lassus Mitzvah Avim. They were Moshe Nefesh, they put themselves in a Sakona, Esav. So that's exactly what the Mitzvah demands of us. What?
They said, also went to the jungle, the lion.
I was at a chasana, many chasanas, Baruch Hashem, Ken Yirbo, the last few weeks, Sadek Kedushin 7 times, actually now 8 times this week. So one chasana I went to was Chavat Eitam. You never heard of the place. Surrounded by Arabs. It's a half hour outside of Efrat, in deep, deep in the Shtachim. Every member of the Noach Vot that this young man, the chasana, was associated with, all had guns and rifles. They sleep on cots. There's a yeshiva there. It is bare bones. They probably saved themselves a lot of money on that chasana, that's what I was thinking. But several people who came from more civilized kind of areas like Beit Shemesh and Ramat Beit Shemesh to the chasana, so they asked me, how could they, are they allowed to live here? Isn't this a sakonis of fascists? To live here, that was the question. So I said, why don't you ask them? Well, you're asking me. I don't live here. I don't think I could live there, to be quite honest. And isn't that sakana? So we got together, a whole group of young men, all these Nagvot people, you know, they wear the payas and the air-conditioned yarmulkes. You know what I'm referring to. Anyway, so very nice people. So they said the following. We had like a little, at the Chasson Tish, on the side of Kedushin there, so we had the Chasson Tish, we had like a little... I guess you call it.
Sachnash.
Yeah, it was a little sachnash. And this question came up while we were waiting for things to happen. They literally had to put up the whole chasana while we were waiting. A tent went up. They were putting mortar on the ground so we could have an area to dance on. It was very, very basic. So they told me the following, or they said to this whole group the following. Do you know what Eretz Yisrael is all about? Do you have any clue what Eretz Yisrael is? We are the ones who defend Eretz Yisrael, which they do, clearly. They're al asfar, they're on the border. And because of them, you can live where you are, Ramah Beit Shemesh or Beit Shemesh or Yerushalayim or any of these other areas. And one of them quotes this Sefer Hasidim to me. I was flipped out. The Sefer Hasidim said, but you have to be Meisa Nefesh for Kibbutz Avraham. And Zok there, you have to be Meisa Nefesh for Eretz Yisrael. That's why I got to tell you this. I flipped out, Pashit. What this guy had to do with Sefer Hasidim. So then he told me he has a Rebbe is one of those people out there, Noah Grove, that they learn Sefer Hasidim. That's their learning. They don't learn the Kedusha of Avasa or Baba Kamba. They learn Sefer Hasidim. I was absolutely stunned. Okay, so here you see a lotion of the Sefer Hasidim. I just want to show you, there's a famous Rabbeinu B'chaye on this, on the Be'eros, called Be'eros HaShechofru of the Ovis, Sidmum Plishtim by Yamalu Mofa. So these guys know about these things. They know everything. They're unbelievable. What a group. I'm telling you, you only see this. And by the way, I say something else. If they weren't in Eretz Yisrael, they wouldn't be from none of these people. Hundreds of them. So there's a Ktovet for everyone in Eretz Yisrael. Noah Gvot, Chasidei Breslov, Teimanim, Sfaradim, Litaim, Americans, modern, what they call today, I know the new word, Rabbi Baum, Rabbi Feinberg, Modox. You know what Modox is? Modern Orthodox. That's what I learned at one of these chasanas. Modox. Anyway, so they also have what to offer, and they find a place in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so Rabbi Bechaya on the bottom, he writes, look at what he writes. Kina, the Plishtim have Kina. By Ikanubo, the first time Kina is mentioned in Chumash by Yitzhak. They stop all the Be'eros. You're probably aware what happens here when houses are built. Then they stop the pipes. That's a favorite pastime on the part of our cousins. Anyway, so Sitmum Plishtim, in order that Yitzhak should not be able to have benefit from it. V'achagim nisgabri Yitzhak, the chavra al son, v'karolam kashem v'sharkarolam aviv, v'yosa kein lichvod aviv. That's called kibud av aim. Rav Soloveitchik, any time, here Rabbi Yaakov Shlita could testify to this, if he had a suffix if the Torah he was saying was his or his father, he credited his father. Always. It was always lichvod aviv. Anytime I had a suffix or shtickle Torah. But if it was a big shtickle Torah, Rabbi Baum, then he said, I take the credit. My father wouldn't have said it. He said, my father would have slept me to heal such divrei Torah. He would have given me a patch. That's what he said. It was bad divrei Torah. But it was good. He credited his father. He wasn't sure it came from him. So that's what he writes over here. Umasha Torah Hodiya Zenir Shenech Shel Eschus Vezbe Hisoros Kavachomer Shol Yishan Adam Midrach Habaisav. I always called this Rabbeinu B'chaya to tell me that. Well, Yishan Adam Midrach Habaisav. Oh, this is also part of Al Yishan Adam Anagina. Okay, I just had to add that in. Since we're close to Rosh Hashanah, Shabbat Yitzchak Avilu Shemos Habeiros Shekaros Anoviv Lo'atzad Hashanah Yisim Kavuchemer LeDarkei Ha'avos Minagosei Memusur Shalem Ulai Nezel Anushtan Shemot Moshe Ha'avos, namely Yitzchak Avram's name was changed, Yaakov's name is changed, Yisrael Yaakov, and Yitzchak not. Why? Because he was Mekayim the Mitzvah. Kibud av aim, Mida Keneged Mida, Pilei Ployim, Adar Abenu V'Chayim. No, Rabbi Feinberg, what's up there? And
yeah,
I. The point is not just the changing of the name. The point is that you are going to follow on the heels of your parents in terms of their anhoga, in terms of their approaches, in terms of that which they represent, and the like. There's a. I once heard from Rabbi Chaim Shulevitz in one of the sichot that I went to in 1971. So if you remember, by the way, let me just, which two of the Shvatim most exemplified the mitzvah kibud av aim? Yosef and Binyamin. In Chazal, there's a lot of discussion about those two Shvatim who epitomize the mitzvah of kibud av aim more than anybody else. To such an extent, I heard Rav Chaim Shulevitz in that sicha, there's a Rashi in Chumash, that Rashi comments at the moment of reconciliation between, after years, so many years, between Yosef and his father. So remember, it says in the pasuk there, "Vayesar Yosef Merkafto." So he harnesses his chariot, and then he goes across Yisrael Aviv Goshna. And then the pasuk said the following: "Vayera Elov." Who appeared to whom? Machlok is correct. Machlok is Rishonim. "Vayera Elov," and the pasuk says, "Vayipa Al Tzavor." So Rashi has a famous cryptic comment. Yosef Nira El Aviv. That's the Lashon of Rashi. My father Shom was on that Rashi for the time I'm a little kid. Yosef Nira El Aviv. Yosef appears to his father. What novel idea is embedded in that Rashi? Of course Yosef appeared to his father. They reconciled. They finally met. They were estranged for so many years. What does Rashi want? So Abchaim suggested, Abchaim Shulevitz, there were two main goals of this meaning. Goal number one was simply Yosef at the years of obviously, separation was longing to see his father. But secondly, Yaakov wanted to see Yosef. Yaakov himself said, He was worried about leaving Eretz Yisrael. El chaverenu b'terem mamus, which Mefarshim HaMedayik, he had no intention of remaining in Egypt. He was going to go right back. He wasn't planning. What?
He was planning to make a U-turn.
Correct. A quick getaway, a quick U-turn, and a quick comeback to Eretz Yisrael. And unfortunately, that's not what happened. So Rashi comments that Yosef so much wanted to please his father and give his father Nachas Ruach, he completely subordinated his own pleasure, his own sense of oneg of meeting his father, his own sense of Nachas Ruach of meeting his father, so that Yaakov should be the one who's exclusively deriving pleasure from that encounter. That's what it means. Rashi says, Yosef Nira El Aviv. I heard that. I wanted to, shall we say, disagree with Rav Chaim Shulevitz, but
I have a hard time with it.
I had more than a hard time.
He said Shema. So
what?
He said Shema.
Correct, he said Shema.
Dafka, so he wouldn't...
Exactly, that was part of the Shema. That's another kasha to ask. Now's the time to say Shema. So, of course, the Briskins have a field day with the Zman Kriya Shema, Magen Avraham, and the Grom, and this Rashi over there, and this whole thing. But the Pshat itself is not, no, Pashut, but who am I, a young Yeshiva Bacha? This is 1971, I'm going to argue with the Gal Ador. The Pshat Shulevitz is about Musa, Mufla. What?
What's the problem? Yosef did exactly what Yaakov did.
No, but what is it? Why does Rashi say Yosef Nira El Aviv? That he wanted to make sure his father would be the exclusive one who's getting pleasure and nachas from this encounter, from this
meanwhile,
meeting.
Meanwhile, Yaakov Avinu is sublimating his pleasure to HaKadosh Baruch
Hu. That's, by the way, what Rav Gifter said. That's what I heard from Rabbi Gifter when I told him of this child of Rav Chaim Shulevitz, and he told me what you just said. That's what he was saying, Kriya Shema, because Rav Gifter has a whole Shikol Torah that when a person has such an emotional high, that should be dedicated to Hashem Yisbarach. That emotional high. That's what he was saying, Kriya Shema.
I heard that from the Rav also.
And the Rav said the same something very similar. That's correct. Rav Gifter has a shmuz about it. He has written shmuz. But I heard it from him in Tells. I used to go to Tells, visit him. I had two of my children lived in Tells, and I used to visit him. My wife thought we were going there every week from Toronto, which is hours and hours of driving through the snow belt in Buffalo, through, I'm not exaggerating, snowstorms that were higher, literally 5 feet higher than my car. And I didn't see anything. I just drove right through them. But Shulchan Mitzvah ain't Nizokin. That's what my wife told me. She heard from Abba Victor Miller, her Rebbe. Shulchan Mitzvah ain't Nizokin. But I learned the Gemara. Hey, the Shriya Chazek Hashayni. Anyway, Kitzer. So that's what we used to do. Yes, okay.
So what problem do you have?
It is Pshuto Shel Rashi, Yosef Nira Eloviv, this whole Shtikl Torah that Rav Chaim Shulevitz is saying, he only wanted to provide his father. He should be the one who has pleasure, and he should not have any whatsoever. That's the kibud of aim. You're subordinating all your emotions to your parents, to your father, and that's really what you're trying to underscore in the course of that. Okay, you like the pshat, okay? Okay, I just wanted to maybe one. I had actually a whole bunch of other things, but I don't know. They told me Erev Rosh Hashanah. Well, there's no mitzvah Talmud Torah Erev Rosh Hashanah. I didn't understand the whole discussion. I just want to say over. I heard from Rav Soloveitchik. On the Gemara here, the Yerushalmi has a much more elaborate description of this about Rav Tarfon. You don't have the Yerushalmi here, but the Yerushalmi says the mother of Tarfon went to be mitayel on Shabbos in her chotzer, and v'nifsak kord yokin shalom. Her sandals were torn. And now there's a need to bring another sandal because of the Isra of Hotzah. They couldn't do that. That's why they couldn't bring another sandal. Rav Tarfon went and put his two hands under tachat parsotera, under the soles of her feet, and she was walking on them till she came to her bed, till she came to the place where she was supposed to be. So the Yerushalmi said, I'm translating from the Yerushalmi, once the Chacham came to visit Rav Tarfon, so the mother said to the Chachamim, Davin for Tarfon, my son, that he is no Kibud Av V'Aim, Yosef Midai. He's really the exemplar of Kibud Av V'Aim. So they said, what did he do for you? So then she tells him over this whole story, about she walked on his hands for an extended period of time, and they responded. That's the Lashon. And also we see here in Tosfos and the Gemara here in Kedushin, also with Abtarfim, but the Yerushalmi is much more elaborate. Of course, the question is that here, Abtarfim is sickly, and now the Chacham come with this kitrug, with this statement, and his mother's Malam Mitzchus. So Rav Soloveitchik said the following. It is hard to know each individual what his shlichus is. Okay. Zev left shlita. Going to Zev left and tell spoke about this in this shul right here from this bimba 2 weeks ago. What is my tafkid? How do I know what my tafkid is? I've been troubled by this my whole life, Rabbi Bernstein. Trying to figure out what my tafkid is. So the Rav said, and this Yerushalmi, that this was the machlokas apparently between Abtarfon, his mother, and the Chachmi Yisrael. They did not assume necessarily what his mother did. His mother assumed that what was his tafkid? Who knowing be covered Yosef Midai? And Mamela, essentially, that was his tafkid. Chachamim were frightened of that statement. Because if that's the case, he already carried out the shlichus, and that's why he's now, shall we say, al eretz divai. Now he's on a sick bed, he's ready to go. Maybe that was not his tafkid. Maybe his tafkid was to teach Talmud Torah. Maybe his tafkid was not necessary to demonstrate the outer limits of kibbutz avayim. Okay, so that's what Absolvechi had a whole deal on this Yerushalmi, what Yerushalmi is talking about. Okay, but Hayotzi, we called Rareinu that there is a distinction.
The Rav said a little more on that.
Yeah.
He said that the Chachamim were frightened by that because if that's his tafkid, then that's the end of his life.
That's right, that's what
so
I look.
In
order that he should have Arichas Yomim. 100%. That's what I was alluding to. I didn't say it as well as you did. Said Gamur. I just want to make one last, the last comment. There's a famous Bach in Arachayim that you're all familiar with. The Torah quotes it. The Bach in Simon Ches. Mishra Berurah brings in Sivkot and Yutes over there. There are three mitzvahs that the Torah says. It mentions a Siba or a basis. Laman. Tzitzis, Tefillin, and Sukkah. So we have to have that in mind when a Jew puts on tzitzis in the morning. The Bach says here, besides the Kavana of the Mekad Mitzvah Seh Tzitzis, which is every mitzvah, you also have to be Mechabin, Kedei Lisko, so Mitzvah Hashem, Laman Tisku, Vasisim is called Mitzvosai. That's what the Bach writes to Halacha. Tulin, after being Mechabin, Laman Tia, Torah Hashem Beficha, Vayelecha Lo Osad Yodcha, Uzikon Ben Erech, Laman Tia, Torah Hashem Beficha, Kibel Chazoka, Otsiach Hashem Mitzvah Sukkah, that's the Gemara that Bezim and Alfa Sukkah, Bezim and Bez, namely, I'm sitting in a Sukkah. Why? Because when we left Mitzrayim, Basukah Seishu Shivas Yomim, that the man yig the Roseichem, ki Basukah Soshad is Bnei Yisrael, Bolzia Sober Yitzrayim, and Yashem Okechem. Linifi Ani Yuzdaiti, that's exactly what the Torah is alluding to over here, when it says, Kabi, this will be Chvesim Echa, Leman Yarichon Yom Echa, Nochamo Leman, that a person has to have Kabona, Bisho is Mekayim this Mitzvah, and so he's Mekayim it, Leman Yarichon Yom Echa. And even though the Bach does not mention Kibbutz Avayim, but there's also the man, same the man that's found in the other mitzvahs, Tzitzis, Tefillin, and Sukkah, also the man over here, Duchsach, that's exactly what one has to have in mind when one is Mekai in the mitzvah. And that's why the Gemara in Chulin and Kuf Yud, you probably know the Gemara, that Kol mitzvah say Sheman Tzchor Betzido, Mi'itz Tzchar is Mefurish in the Pasuk, if the Torah mentions the Tzchar, Ein Bezin Muzar Nola, then Bezin cannot compel someone who doesn't want to fulfill it, they can't compel him to Mekayim this mitzvah. So the Gemara there brings a Maisa here of someone who was not Mekayim the mitzvah, Kibbutz Avayim. Bezin wanted to compel him, coerce him to be Mekayim that mitzvah. So one Chacham said, you can't do it. It's a mitzvah, say Sheman Tzchar B'tzidah. Shenema, Kabbat Esovicha V'Simecha Naman Yarichin Yomecha V'chol mitzvah, say Sheman Tzchar B'tzidah Ein Bezin Muzar Nola. But the question is, how did Chazal know that? How did they know this klal? That if Sheman Tzchar B'tzidah Ein Bezin Muzar Nola, where did they get it from? The Torah says, for example, Shevtim b'shevtim titan l'cha b'chol shevecha. Correct? That Bezdin has to announce that Jews have to fulfill mitzvahs and they have to compel us to fulfill the mitzvah, assuming they have the ability to do so. So why can't they compel us to fulfill the mitzvah Shemat Tzchar B'tzida? Favos nisht. Why not? Why can't they force me to do that? So the answer is, the pshat and the pasuk is the following. Kabeh nesavicha v'esimecha l'man yerichin yomecha. Not you should be mechabed them because Bezdin is beating you up and say, techabeh. But no, the whole Matorah and the Kima Mitzvah is Arichas Yomim. And that's a Bezin, does not force you to be Mekayim this Mitzvah. Okay, I don't know if you agree with that, but I'm simply pointing out that this is something that bothered me. And again,
that explains why the Bach didn't mention it.
What was that?
That explains why the Bach didn't mention it.
Correct, exactly. Why the Bach did not mention Echanami? So this is the Yesod of Akar Satov, of Piron Chov. Very, very chashuv a mitzvah, and we have to. I always maintain that probably one of the most difficult mitzvahs to be mekayim in the proper kind of way, but we, as parents and our grandparents, we should not really be machbid the way the Shulchan Aruch writes on our children as far as the Kiyum HaMitzvah. I don't know how to turn it off, but imagine there's a way. Rabbi Asker, this was yours, right?
Yeah.
I don't know how to turn it off. I'm not sure what to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say that tonight to every person like I did the last 3 years, because it's an Atil and Tzibur.